Hey, Tread, right during between questions, you would just relate a story to me that I thought was just a beautiful, touching story, unbelievable story, and I would like you to share it with everybody about what you consider to be your darkest moment and how you came out of it and who pulled you out of it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get Annie on the phone to finish the story. All of us consider ourselves as unbreakable. We consider ourselves as Marines or Green Berets. We consider ourselves as rank and serial number and not being able to be broke down. That's what's called being a man. I'm just that type of man. I'm tough. I can take pain. I'm a realist. I've got patience. And I can get through, I believe that I can get through almost anything in life. After about 90 days in the hospital, I broke. I saw nothing but despair. I now know what it's like to be depressed. I had thoughts of coming home and putting a bullet in my head and ending my life because there was no hope in sight. And the greatest thing I didn't want is to be a burden on my wife, be a burden on those around me, and not have the opportunity to inspire others. And it's an unbelievable story how I came from there to the ranch and now feel like I'm doing the best that I can and making progress every day. But I do admit that I was there. I do admit crying for hours by myself in darkness. And, you know, it's good for people to hear this because if it can happen to me, it will happen to you.
And I think I heard Annie there in the background.
Yeah, Annie's in the kitchen. Hey, Annie.
Hi, Pat.
Hi,
How
Annie.
Are you?
I'm fine. Well, Tread just relayed a pretty dark moment, and you had a huge role in where he is right now. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. Well, it's been a long journey. It's 4 months now. I was just thinking about that the other day. My gosh, it's been like a laser light show, you know, 4 months progressing through day, minute by minute. And I have to basically say in the beginning, you know, you're a little overwhelmed. Nobody knows where this paralysis came from. They still don't to this day. And then we find out, you know, he's got this blood cancer on top of it. Maybe they're related. The doctors really can't tell you for sure. But while you're going through all this questioning period, you know, you don't sleep. You're in the library. You're talking to people. You're on the internet. You're just doing everything you can to try to figure it out. And Tread's basically, you know, dealing with his own, the shock of being paralyzed. And I'm behind the scenes doing all this other research and trying to figure, get a handle on the whole deal. And then you start getting these phone calls, and everybody's got a doctor they want you to talk to, or they've got a miraculous story, and you can't handle all of those. It's only me, one person, and you have to learn how to you know, kind of analyze all of them and what are the valid ones that really are worth doing some more research on. But through the process, of course, you do get pretty educated. And I'd have to say that as the spouse, you can have the top expert doctor in the world there, and I'm still going to know my husband better than that doctor. So all the little signs that they miss, you know, I'm totally, it's like radar to me. I can see all those little things. So it became real obvious from the beginning that I needed to be there every single minute. I needed to be in every doctor's meeting. I needed to be spending the nights, you know, with him in the hospital, you know, for lots of reasons, not only just to support Tread. I think he had a lot of fears in the beginning. But it's to give him the support and the consistency to know that I'm going to be there, but also to really get this massive, quick education on what you're dealing with.
And how's Tread doing now?
Oh, my God, it's just amazing. Like I said, it's been 4 months, and the first month is kind of trying to figure out what actually happened. They finally came up with the diagnosis of a spinal stroke, and then they released us to Craig. And now at Craig Rehab, which is one of the top ones in the entire country, funny thing is that I had been there myself. When I was 19, I was paralyzed. So I knew how good Craig was, and I knew that that's where we next needed to go. So that took some of the pressure off in that way. But, you know, it's just, it's a learning process, and you're surrounded by a lot of people in a similar situation, even though they got there in different means. But my role is really kind of keeping a base on where he is and is he making progress or is he not. And I could see early on that he was just really deteriorating. And that was finally when somebody, another doctor, had written it off as arthritis in his neck. I knew there was something greater than that. So I hired another team of specialists, and that's when we found the lymphoma. But I'd like to say to every spouse, you know, or family member, your instincts are invaluable in a medical trauma like this, because those little things you know that can really lead the doctors in the right way.
Wow.